Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
All right, let's dive in. We're doing something a little different for this deep dive. It's Veterans Day, and we're going to be looking at some really cool stories from the Juice app.
So what are they learning about today?
Well, today they have a whole bunch of stories about veterans, all about the amazing things they've done, you know, both in and out of the military.
That's awesome. Perfect for Veterans Day.
Right. And the first story actually kicks off with a really powerful quote by President Reagan. Veterans know better than anyone else the price of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
For they've suffered the scars of war. We can offer them no better tribute than to protect what they have won for us. Man, that quote just gives me chills every time.
Yeah, it really makes you think about what they've been through.
Yeah, all those sacrifices, all those battles,
yeah.
You know, seen and unseen.
Exactly. You know freedom's not free.
Right.
It's because of them. You know, it's a great quote to start a conversation with your kids, too. Ask them what freedom means to them or, you know, how we can honor and protect that freedom that these veterans fought for.
Great questions. Okay, ready for a story that'll tug at your heartstrings?
Yeah, lay it on me.
So there are these two 13-year-old girls, Kendall Peruzzini and Mary McCormick.
Okay.
These girls decided to do something really special to honor a Civil War veteran.
Oh, wow. That's cool. What did they do?
They discovered this veteran, Daniel Walter House, had been buried in a pauper's cemetery after the war.
Oh, no.
Yeah, with only a number to mark his grave. Can you imagine that? Fighting for your country and then just being forgotten like that?
That's awful.
It's heartbreaking, right? So these girls, they learned about Walter House in a service learning class, and they just couldn't let it stand.
Wow.
They spent their whole summer break, like, researching his records and petitioning the state legislature.
Really?
Yeah. They even contacted the Department of Veterans Affairs.
That's amazing. What happened?
They managed to get him a proper headstone, like, giving him the recognition he deserved after all these years.
Wow, good for them. That is really something else. I mean, it really makes you think, doesn't it? Like, about how much impact just a couple of people can have.
I know. What would you do, you know, if you saw something like that? An injustice, you know?
Hmm.
Could you be as persistent as those girls?
It's a good question to ask the kids, too, huh?
Definitely. Okay, ready for our next story?
Bring it on.
This one is a little more modern. It's about a veteran named B. Taylor, who was a Navy SEAL and then became, get this, a hip-hop artist.
Whoa, really? That's quite a transition.
I know, right? And he's been nominated for 2 Grammy Awards.
No way.
I'm serious. And it gets even crazier. He was just playing piano one day and was overheard by Snoop Dogg's brother.
You're kidding.
Nope. And, like, he was so impressed by B. Taylor's music that he insisted on introducing him to Snoop Dogg himself.
And that's how he got his start. That's wild. Talk about a lucky break.
It is pretty crazy, right? But B. Taylor always says it wasn't just luck. He says his time in the Navy SEALs from 2001 to 2006 really gave him the discipline and focus to succeed.
Yeah, I can see that. You hear that from a lot of veterans, that the military really instills a strong work ethic.
Totally. But it gets even better. So B. Taylor, he uses his success to help other veterans. He started this amazing nonprofit called L1FE.
L1FE. What's that?
Yeah, it stands for, well, it's pronounced One Life, but it stands for something longer I can never remember.
That's okay. What do they do?
They do all kinds of things to support veterans and active duty military, everything from wellness resources to financial planning assistance.
Oh, wow. So they really cover a lot of ground.
They do. Oh, and they even help veterans pursue their dreams, too.
That's fantastic. Do they have any examples of that?
Yeah, actually. They're supporting this woman, Riley Tetchek. She's a U.S. Marine Corps captain and a member of Team USA Bobsled. She's trying to become the first female Marine to compete in the Olympics.
That's incredible. How are they supporting her?
Well, bobsledding is super expensive, you know, all the travel and equipment.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So L1FE is helping her overcome all those financial obstacles so she can focus on training and competition.
That's amazing. Talk about paying it forward, huh?
It is. This story makes you think about giving back, you know, what we're passionate about and how we can use our skills to help others. Maybe that's something to ask kids about, too.
Absolutely. Now, what's next?
Okay, so this next story is about some really unlikely friendships. It takes place on a college campus where 2 college students, Kayla Smith and Hannah Winton, became best friends with 2 World War II veterans.
Really? That's a pretty big age gap. How did that even happen?
It's a pretty wild story.
Yeah.
So Kayla was taking a history class on World War II, but it got canceled. She was super bummed, but she still wanted to learn more. So she thought, why not just reach out to some veterans and hear their stories directly?
I love that. What a great idea.
Right. So she and her friend Hannah, they contacted the Veterans of Foreign Wars organization, and they were connected with Andy Valero, who fought in the Battle of the Bulge,
Wow, the Battle of the Bulge.
and Leo Dorman, who served as a Navy airman.
So they got to meet two veterans from very different parts of the war.
Exactly.
Did they actually become friends?
They did. They started meeting up regularly, just casual get-togethers at first, but it blossomed into a real friendship.
That is so sweet.
I know. The students said the veteran stories were so much more insightful than any textbook could ever be.
Of course, there's nothing like hearing those firsthand accounts.
Totally. And it wasn't all serious war talk either. They baked brownies together, shared stories about their lives. It's just a really heartwarming story about the power of connection across generations.
Yeah, it's amazing to see how these stories can impact kids. They're not just learning about history, they're learning about courage and compassion and human connection.
And it's so cool that it's all happening through an app,
Yeah.
something they already
But
use.
really, it's brilliant. It shows them that history isn't just something in a dusty old textbook. It's
It's
alive.
relevant.
It's got lessons for us today.
Right. And these stories, they can shape the future, inspire kids to be empathetic, courageous, to serve others.
Absolutely. Imagine if every kid understood those sacrifices and felt empowered to make a difference.
Wow. Well, on that note, I want to thank you for joining us for this special Veterans Day deep dive into the juice.
It's been great.
Yeah. Keep these conversations going. Listen to the veterans in your lives. Find ways to honor their legacy through your own actions. Happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.